This is KERA News. Last year, Tarrant County signed an agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to help the federal agency detain undocumented immigrants. Today, that partnership was at the center of a forum hosted by the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, it was also a cause for protest.
Luncheons at the posh downtown Fort Worth Club are usually schmoozy affairs. Business leaders and elected officials chatting over white tablecloths. This luncheon, though, had a serious tone, focused on how law enforcement is responding to hardline immigration policies coming from Austin and Washington. Joel Fitzgerald is the Fort Worth police chief.
I don't use terms like undocumented citizen or whatever. I use community. And we are we're charged with protecting our community, no matter who is a part of the community, no matter what status they're in.
Fitzgerald tasked his officers with easing fear among immigrant communities after Texas lawmakers passed SB 4 last year. That law makes it a crime for local officials to not cooperate with federal immigration authorities and authorizes local police to ask about immigration status. Fort Worth is the only large city in the state that's not suing to block SB 4.
The law is one of the books. It is the law, and we are charged with enforcing law. However, the voice of the community has to be heard.
Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn says the fears about the law are unfounded.
Texas peace officers are not out enforcing immigration laws on the street.
They are, however, enforcing the law in Tarrant County's jail. Shortly after he was elected in 2016, Wayborn applied for his department to be part of the so-called 287G program. That allows his officers in the local jail to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement by detaining undocumented immigrants. Wayborn says they're focused on people arrested for serious crimes.
We're going after the child molester. We're going after the murder suspect. We're going after the cartel member. We're going after, yes, the DWI.
Protesters from the immigrant rights group United Fort Worth were in the room, and they had a different take.
I know that there's a lot of rooms about
7G erodes the trust with the community. Immigration is a federal responsibility.
Interrupting the sheriff, they unfurled a banner that said Sheriff Wayborn separates families. Then they were escorted out of the room.
27G is against us, okay? Up, up with liberation, down, down with deportation.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Outside the Fort Worth Club, there were more United Fort Worth protesters. They said the 287G program leaves immigrant communities less safe because people are afraid to come forward to report crimes and seek help.
It's voluntary. It's not law like SB4. It's a voluntary program that the county and the sheriff decided to be a part of.
Daniel Garcia Rodriguez co-founded the organization.
And now there's layers on layers and layers on of worry, of mistrust, of miscommunication. And it just puts a huge burden on the backs of our communities.
75 communities across the country are part of 287G. Garcia Rodriguez says Tarrant County shouldn't be one of them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.